Valley very late coming out of the locker room. You just heard the one-minute buzzer. And Valley just now is running out. So they had a lot to talk about in the halftime locker room. Warsaw from Matt Moore drawing up what he wants defensively from this first possession, which belongs to Tippecanoe Valley. 39-27 Tigers. Final game of the regular season. The sectional begins next Tuesday, but it begins without Warsaw. Concord and Goshen play the first game next Tuesday. That starts at 6 at Northside Gym. Penn and Northridge will follow. The winner of Concord-Goshen plays us at 6 p.m. next Friday. We'll have that for you on News Now Warsaw. Then game two is Elkhart, who at home got a first-round bye. They'll play the winner of the Penn-Northridge game. Valley ball to start the third. And Cowan will throw it in at the timeline opposite the scores table as the rules prescribe. By the way, Brian Lewis from the IHSA is here tonight. Well, he was here for most of the JV game and the first half of the varsity. It's a long drive back to Indy, so he's going to get started right now.
Warsaw back in the triangle to start.
Alley-oop lob. Akase dunks it. Akase with the dunk on the alley-oop lob. Good start for Valley. They're within 10. Good back screen to set that up. Bricker holding on the left wing against Cooksey. Bounces out to Jaeger. Martin wants it and has it outside the lane. He'll spin against the double team. Got tied up. Morgan will whistle. Held ball. The air belongs to Warsaw. Look, if you think Valley's going to get blown out here, forget it. Valley's going to fight this right to the final whistle. Gould will lob it out top to Martin. Then right back into Jaeger. The pass is tipped away and stolen away. Cowan tipped it, and Akase stole it. So, an alley-oop dunk and a steal. And here come the Vikings. Cowan off a screen. Left alone. Shoot to left side three. Rebound tipped and tipped again. And grabbed by Martin for the Tigers. Outlets to Bricker. Bricker left corner to Gould. Gould puts on the floor. Now he'll look inside. Nobody home. He'll hand off to Bricker. Bricker drives down to the right side. He's getting muscled up. He'll shoot it on the run. No good. And the rebound's grabbed by Johnson for Valley. Cowan up the far side. Angles to the middle. Hands back to Shepard from 25. It's around and out. No good. Jaeger's got the rebound for Warsaw. Gould up the far side. Cowan's back. Into the near corner. Finlinson tries a three. It's in and out. Jaeger tips it. It's grabbed by Martin for the Tigers. Martin right back to the rack. He got it knocked away by Johnson. It's taken away by Tippecanoe Valley. Cooksey the other way, up the left wing. He'll spin to the baseline side. He'll lob it out to Cowan. Cowan alone shoots again and hits that one. His second three. He's got six. 39-32. Valley's got the first five of the second half. Finlinson, left wing. Out to Martin. Martin with a head fake. He drives, runs into Johnson, and got the ball knocked out. Hammered. No whistle. Play goes on. Cowan up and to Cooksey. Cooksey down the left baseline, falling and firing and missing, and Jaeger has the rebound for Warsaw. Oh, but then Johnson almost stole the outlet pass. Jaeger tried to throw it to Gould underneath the basket, and Johnson darted back in there and knocked it off the inline out of bounds. Warsaw needs a hoop here to restore order. Leading by seven. 2 minutes into the third quarter. Gould across the line. Now off a screen. Dumps it down to the block. Bricker against Cooksey. Turns into a double team. A whistle and a foul is going to be called. Now wait. One official called jump ball. One called a foul. And we're going to have a foul against Tippecanoe Valley. Johnson's going to get a foul. That's his first. He should have got one last trip. Out of bounds to Warsaw on the first foul against the Vikings here in the third quarter. Gould to throw it in baseline right. On the inbounds, they look at Jaeger. He's not open. They look and they lob it out to Martin. Martin will back away. Akase will follow him. Remember, he's got three fouls. Finlinson. Left off his screen. Gould looking down in the post. Throws it out to Bricker instead. Across the top to Martin. Martin saw Cowan cheating and didn't throw it to Carson Gould. Now he'll dribble right. Finlinson in the deep right corner. Guarded by Shepard. Finlinson will send Bricker through. Now he picks up his dribble. He'll hand back to Bricker. Out top to Jaeger. Jaeger will give to Finlinson. Finlinson against Shepard. to Gould, left side to Martin. Out to Gould between the circles. Makes a head fake, drives right. Cowan is pushing him. Inside to Yeager, he'll lay it up and in. Yeager's guy went and doubled off of him, and Carson found him, and it's 41-32, Tigers by 9. Warsaw needed that. Cowan between the circles. Martin gives him about 10 feet of space, almost 15. Cowan dribbles left, drives in, drives all the way to the basket. Martin swats it. Martin swats it out. Gould back 2-on-4. Hits the brakes. Looks around in the corner. Martin left side. Three-pointer rimming. No. And the rebound's grabbed by Shepard for Tippecanoe Valley. Across the line goes Cowan. Cowan down to the corner. Akase. He shoots a three. That's an air ball. Gould the rebound for Warsaw. Back the other way. 1-on-4. Now he'll lob it across to Finlinson. Finlinson with a head fake. Drives around Shepard, and Shepard grabbed him and fouled him. Riley Shepard with his second. Out of bounds to Warsaw with 4:14 left to play in our third quarter. Warsaw leading 41-32. Trey Davis, Drew Sullivan into the game for Warsaw for Yeager and Bricker. And Warsaw is going to change the inbounds play. They lined up one way, but with the new guys, they're going to line up a different way. Carson Gould will throw it in. Finds Finlinson for a fallaway 15-footer, and he's fouled. And it's Shepard again, and that's his third. Shepard picks up his third foul and his second in about 3 seconds. And with 4:13 left to go in the third, Finlinson to the free throw line for two. He was one of two at Morton. He's 74% for the season. And the 6'3 junior will put it up and in. Hit the front of the rim, the backboard, and then fell through. All seven of Robbie's points have come here in the middle two quarters. One more for Finlinson. Averages 10 a game. This one would give him 8. And it's in the air, and it's perfect. Finlinson makes it 43-32. Warsaw by 11 as we approach the halfway point of the third quarter.
Again, Warsaw staying in the triangle with two chasers.
Right side, Shepard against Trey Davis. Holding head high out to Johnson. Inside Akase, he'll turn and shoot and score, and a foul. Sullivan with the foul, his third. Akase puts it in. That gives him 8 points and a chance at a three-point opportunity.
Valley did a nice job that time without Yeager in there. The triangle's a little susceptible when you have some height inside.
Akase at the free throw line, 65% for the season. Shooting for his 9th point of the game, and he's got it. 43-35, Warsaw by 8. 3:50 left to go here in the third. Gould to Sullivan, now to Trey Davis between the circles. Near side to Finlinson, left wing for Sullivan. Back out to Finlinson. Across the top to Martin, he'll hand to Carson Gould. Sullivan, left side Finlinson against Shepard, who's out there with 3 fouls. Oh, he made a head fake on him. I think if he would have drove, he'd have had a huge advantage. He chose not to. Warsaw will rotate it around. Sullivan, not a Gould. Gould will hand to Martin. Martin back to the near side, Sullivan. Not a Trey Davis. Davis holding, driving into Cooksey. Lost the ball. It's loose. It's still loose. Martin picks it up, and he'll blindly throw it out to Finlinson. Warsaw saves the possession. Trey was unsure. If he goes right away, he scores. But he wasn't sure, and the ball got knocked out of his hands. No harm, no foul. Warsaw's got the ball back. Finlinson to Trey Davis with his heels in the center circle. Now to Martin near side. Finlinson left wing against Shepard again, who's out there with 3. Head fake. Now to Martin. Now to Gould. This is sucking the life out of this Valley team. They are not deep. Trey Davis, double teamed. Off to Sullivan, far side. 2.5 minutes left to go in the third. Warsaw leads 43-35. Oh, they had Sullivan on a backdoor cut. There was nobody there. Martin got knocked over, and a foul's called. Akase with his fourth. No argument from Joe Luce. It's out of bounds, but that's 4 team fouls now on Valley this quarter. Martin comes out, Bricker in. Warsaw has more fresh bodies, Jim, to put in the game, and right now that's mattering.
4 team fouls, and yes, you're correct. Valley's had 5 kids on the floor, a lot of minutes, and now they're making us making them guard us.
Gould to Finlinson for 3, in and out. Trey Davis tips it in. Trey Davis came from behind and tips it home. And Warsaw leads 45-35 with 2:15 left to go in the third.
Evidence of fatigue there, a missed block out. Davis did a nice job with fresh legs.
Cowan off a screen to the right. He's got two threes. Cooksey, top of the circle, double-teamed off to Johnson. He'll rumble down the lane, fell down with the ball, and it's taken away. Sullivan with the steal. 2 minutes to go in the third. Warsaw leads by 10 at Tippecanoe Valley. Trey Davis out at the center circle, now to Finlinson. Far side to Sullivan. He hands back to Bricker. Now to Trey Davis between the circles. Far side to Sullivan. Johnson runs at Sullivan. He got past him, takes it in, puts it up, and in! Sullivan scores, and a timeout will be taken by Tippecanoe Valley. 1:34 left to go in the third. It's a full timeout for the Vikings. We're back in 60 on News Now, Warsaw. Warsaw 47, Tippecanoe Valley 35. 1:34 left to go, third quarter. Good move, good move by Sullivan there to take that in with Johnson right behind him.
Yeah, Valley took a timeout. They were in man, tried to slide to a trap, and they had some guys in the trap, some guys in man, and I think coach was frustrated.
And Joe Luce is down to 1:30 timeout left for the entire game. Cowan out top Cooksey. He'll force up a three and hit it. His second three of the game to make it 47-38 Tigers. Bricker on the weave, hands off to Martin, now to Trey Davis at the center circle. Far side Sullivan back across to Bricker. Bricker on the weave, hands back to Martin. One hands it out to Finlinson. Gould gets a break here at the end of the third. Bricker is Joe Luce's changing defenses again. Martin out of Finlinson. Right side to Sullivan. Back out to Robbie. To the near side to Bricker. In the corner to Martin. Martin with a head fake and a drive. And he will take it up strong and put it in. His first 2 points of the third quarter come with 45 seconds left in it. He's got 16. Johnson the other way to the free throw line. Akatsi, by the way, with four fouls still in the game. Joe Luce is going for broke. Cowan, they dare him to shoot. He almost did. Left side Cooksey open and shooting from 22. That's good. If they shoot like this in the sectional, they're going to be hard to beat because the sectional is here. 49-41, Tigers by 8. 17 seconds left to play in the third. Valley's got the possession arrow. Martin skips it across, wide open. Bricker for three, rimming, no good. Martin out of nowhere, got fouled. He grabbed the ball and tried to go back up, and he's fouled with 7 seconds left to play. And it's Johnson's second foul for Tippecanoe Valley. Gould and Yeager back in for the Tigers.
Another missed block out there. I think Valley's have a little bit of fatigue here. Even though they had a timeout, they've played a lot of minutes with five guys.
Martin back to the free throw line where he made 4 out of 4 in the first half. The first one's up and in. His average is just under 14. He's got 17. Finlinson and Sullivan are out. Yeager and Gould back in. 7 seconds left to go here in the third. Martin will shoot one more. It's in the air and it's perfect. 18 points for Martin. Here comes Cowan, 4 seconds, 3, 2, he'll drive right, he'll whip it all the way across. Bricker picked off the pass, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Warsaw takes a 51-41 lead into the final 8 minutes of regulation, and we're back with it next on News Now Warsaw.